B'ezras Hashem Yisbo'chu, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Megillah, and the laws of the Megillah and the Sefer Zman book of a designated time, which we continue with the Yom Tov HaPurim, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the Kriya, the reading of the Megillah, and the Megillah itself, and the other mitzvahs of the day. As Rambam gives a lach alf regarding the Megillah, its reading, and its validity. Hakar is the Megillah Mafreya. If someone reads the Megillah backwards, out of sequence, the Yotzi is not fulfilled his obligation, meaning if he reads later Psukim first, before the early ones, he's not fulfilled his obligation. Now, Carl, let's say someone recited a pasuk. He skipped out one pasuk. V'kar pasuk sheinlo, and he read the pasuk that comes after that. And then mechazav v'kar pasuk shachach, and then he goes back and he reads the pasuk that he forgot. And then mechazav v'kar pasuk shlishi, and then he goes skips over the second one, which he already said, and he goes to the third one. Lo yotz is not fulfilled his obligation. Nishu kar pasuk echad mafreya, because he read even one pasuk out of order. Like Kitzar, so what should he do? Maschal mepasuk sheinlo shachach, he should go back and start from the second pasuk that he forgot. V'kar el seida, and then go read in its order. Halacha base. Let's say Matzatziba Shakar Chetzi. He comes into shul running late. He finds the community already read half the Megillah. Lo yom, he shouldn't say, okay, Ekar Chetzi Achrin Matzibah. Let me at least read the second half with the community. The Echz of Ekar Chetzi Rishon, I'll go back and read the first half. No, Shazai Kerl Mafrek, because that's going to be reading it out of order. El Kerl Matzibah Batzai Valasei, rather, should read it from beginning to the end in the order. Now, Kadal, let's say someone read the Megillah, but show him out. And then he waits a little bit. Bechaz of Kadal, then he continues reading. Even though he waited the amount of time that he could finish the whole thing, which in certain halachas, that's considered a problem. But here, since he's reading in the order, Yota, he has to fulfill his obligation. Halacha Gimel, HaKodesh Megillah Pef. Someone read the Megillah by heart, Lo Yotze Deichbaz, he's not fulfilled his obligation. That's to be from the Megillah. Haloyez, someone who speaks a different language, Shashamas Megillah, Haksuva, Beloshna Kodesh. He heard a Megillah that's written in the holy language, meaning it's with the language of Hebrew, and it's written, the writing, the script is also Hebrew lettering. So even though he doesn't know what they're saying, since it's all Lashna Kodesh, Yotzei Chavasi has fulfilled his obligation. So it was written in Greek, Rishmani heard it, Yotzei fulfilled his obligation. Even though he doesn't recognize the Greek language, even if the one who heard it was a Hebrew, he still fulfilled his obligation, because Greek in this regard is like Lashna Kodesh. Now, if it's written Aramaic, or some other language from the Gentile languages, then one does not fulfill his obligation in its recital, only the one who recognized that language. But what that is, it also has to be written in the same script of that language. Everybody else is written with a Hebrew script, and the one who's reading it is translating in his head and is reading it Aramaic to the Aramean. The Yotz is not fully the obligation, because Shanim Zeh Kral Perek comes out really reading it by heart, because those are not the words that you're reading. And since the one who is reading it has not filled his obligation, so the one who's hearing it, which to him it sounds the same whether those words are there or not, he also has not fulfilled his obligation because it's being read by heart. Locha, hey. Someone reads the Megillah without focus. The Yotz is not filled his obligation. What does that mean? Let's say someone was writing a Megillah. He was copying over from one to another one. Oy Darsha, or he's expounding on it. Oy Magir, or editing it. And as he's editing it, he's saying the words to make sure he's writing correctly. So Im Kivinas Libulotz Bekriyazu, if he had in mind to fulfill his obligation when he's reading from this Megillah, as he's editing this one or writing it, so he has to fulfill obligation, because ultimately, even though he's doing something else at the same time, he's reading the Megillah. But from Lake Kivinas, if he did not have that in mind, he's just saying the words to make sure he's copying over right, let's say, Liyatz is not filled with obligation because he did not have the kavana of performing the mitzvah. Now, Karabu Misnam, let's say someone's reading the Megillah and he's dozing. Since he didn't fall asleep, so Yatz is really, he still fulfills his obligation. Halacha Vav. But Medvimum, when do we say this? Shemachavan Liba Beksiva, that someone has in mind when he's writing, if he's having in mind for the mitzvah, Yatz is fulfilled obligation. Is Bishneskavan Lotzis Bekriya Shakaira, it's only because having in mind to fulfill his obligation with the reading that he's reading Basefer Shemating Mimeno, from the scroll that he's copying from, which is a regular full fledged Megillah. Beshoshu Kaisav at the time when he's writing into his new Megillah. Avalim, and the Gersa takes out the word Loi, Avalim Neskavan Lotzis Bekriya Shakasav, but he's having in mind to fulfill his obligation with the new writing that he's writing with this new Megillah, and he's writing every word and he's saying it from the one that he's writing into. Liyot is not fulfilled their obligation. Shein Yitzi Dechabasi, because a person does not fulfill their obligation, El Bekriyasa, only when you're reciting Misefer from a scroll Shekulik Suva by Bishas Kriya, that's totally written at the time when you're reciting. And if you're writing it only as you're reciting as you're writing, then it's not a full-fledged Megillah. What you read in the beginning was not from a regular Megillah. Halacha Zayin. Hakadis Megillah, someone recites the Megillah. For Top Bekriyasa, makes a mistake in its recital. Vekarek Kri Mushubashas, and the recital is a little bit distorted. And really, that's only the the reading is a little bit not clear, but the understanding of the ideas are not distorted. So then Yotze is fulfilled obligation. We're not so precise regarding its recital. Now, Kro Oimid Oyoshev, someone read it standing or sitting, Yotze he fulfilled his obligation, even in the community. But initially, one should not recite it for the community sitting down, and they commit it to because of the honor of the community. After the fact, he has fulfilled the obligation. If two people are reciting it, or even 10 people at the same time, you have a whole 20 people choir reciting the Megillah, the one who recited fulfilled the obligation, and even those who heard it from the ones reciting it. Because although generally you can't hear more than one voice at a time, but here, since it's very dear, you could hear it even more than one person at a time. And because it's a godly makot, and therefore you could have an adult with a minor reciting it, even for the community. In Kodim Mitzibur, however, one cannot recite for the community, but Megillah, a scroll, Aksuba ben Aksubim, that's written amongst all the other Sifrei Tanakh, altogether, which one of the Megillahs, of the five Megillahs, is Megillah Esther, that's not valid. And Mimkar, if someone did recite from there, Lo Yotze not fulfills his obligation because it looks like as if he's just reading from the Torah, and it doesn't look like that as if he's publicizing the miracle. Only if the scroll of Esther that's in this whole big scroll of all the other Sifrei Tanakh was let's say either longer than in its parchment or smaller, that it should look differently than the rest that we realize is specifically for the miracle of Purim. But an individual he could recite from such a Megillah. But even though it's not shorter or longer, fulfills obligation. Only a problem in the community that it gives the appearance that it's a problem. Halacha test. In case of the Megillah, one could not write the scroll El Bidyoy only with ink, alakvil, on the hide of an animal that was processed, oil, a cloth, or on parchment, which parchment is when you take the hide after it's processed and you split it in its thickness into two, and you process it, the part that's towards the here is called the cloth. And that's because it has Halacha Kesevei Torah, like a Torah scroll. Now, Vim Kesavah B'mei Avtzar was written with golna juice, or the Kankantum, which is some type of a coppery sulfur, like a vinegary copper, ksheda, it's also going to be valid. Now, ksav b'shamin nitzvayin, but if someone wrote the Megillah with other types of dyes, psula, that's going to be invalid. Ritzrich hasirta, it also has to be carved lines, katar atzma, like the Torah itself. And ve'ina or shalot tzarech l'abed l'shma, but it's hide, the parchment does not have to have been tanned, processed, for the sake of being the Megillah. If it was written on paper, or on the skin of an animal that was not processed, or a Gentile or a heretic wrote it, psula, it's going to be invalid. If there were letters in Megillah that were smudged, or torn, so if it's remnant, is recognizable. Even if it was the majority of the letters, it's going to be valid. But the main Yerushalmi Nikar, but if the remnant of those letters are not recognizable, so in Hayadu B'Sholim, if at least the majority of the scroll was intact, Sheretz can be valid, but if not, Pesul, it's going to be invalid. And Vakayda B'Layatza, and whoever reads from such a Megillah, has not filled his obligation. Now, Hishmet B'Hasefer, Oseus, Absukim, if the scribe left out some letters or verses, Ukron HaKreid is a Megillah Pan, the one who's reading it knows the Megillah, and he realizes, hey, there's a puzzle missing, and he says it by heart. So Yatsi fulfilled obligation. So you're not allowed to read the whole Megillah by heart, but if it's just some words of Psukim, that you could do. The Megillah has to be entirely stitched until all its parchments are one big scroll. It could only be stitched with ligaments, like a Torah scroll. If it was stitched without ligaments, so it's going to be invalid. Now, you don't have to stitch the entire parchment with ligaments, like a Sefer Torah. Even if you only stitch with ligaments, three stitches at the edge of the parchment. B'shalosh b'mtzah, three in the middle. B'shalosh b'katzah sheni, and three in the other end. K'sheret can be valid. They should nikkur sigeres because it's called a scroll and not a sefer. So it doesn't have to have as much as a sefer. Halachid beis. B'tzarcha k'ayri likris ases b'ni homin ba'aseres. The one who's reciting, the balkari who's reciting the Megillah, has to say the names of the 10 sons of Haman and the word aseres, 10, b'neshima achas, in one breath. And that's k'dei ladi l'chalam, that's to let all the people know, shekulam nitlu b'nergo ke'echa, that they all were hung and killed together as one. Umin kol Yisrael, and the custom of all the Jewish people is, shakoyde Megillah, the one who reads the Megillah, koyde upayshet kigeres. He reads and he stretches out the parchment like a letter. Lahar zanes, to illustrate the miracle, ukshigma, and when he finishes reading it, chayzeh b'kar chakul mavarch, he then goes and rolls it all up, and then he makes the bracha after the Megillah. Halacha Yud Gimel, regarding the other mitzvahs of the day of Purim. Shnei hayom ha'elu, these 2 days, Shem Yudal Tezma, the 14th and the 15th of Adar, Asurim behesped b'tainis, forbidden to eulogize, to have a levaya that you eulogize, and to have a tainis that you fast. L'chol adam, b'chol makom, for every person in every place. And that's bein l'bnei krachin, whether for people from the walled city, Shem Oysen Tezma Bavad, which they only celebrate on the 15th of Adar, and bein l'bnei ayores, whether for the people of unwalled city, Shem Oysen Yudal Bavad, they only celebrate the 14th of Adar. Still, these 2 days, Shnei Yom Asur Behesper B'Tainis, these 2 days, like we're saying, that are forbidden in eulogizing and fasting, that's B'Adar Rishon U'B'Adar Sheni. When there's what's called the Ibriya, when there's a Jewish leap year, when you have 2 Adars, it's actually forbidden in both of those Adars. Anshi Kfarim, people from villages, Shekdimu B'Kor B'Sheni V'Chamisha Asamach L'Purim, which we said that the prior Monday and Thursday before Purim is when they read the Megillah, Mutar Behesper B'Tainis B'Yom Kedrasa, and the day when they recite it, 11th of Adar, 12th of Adar, whatever it is, they're actually permitted to have a fast and to eulogize on the day they recite it. But Basum has a tainis, but they're forbidden to have a hesped and the tainis on these 2 days of the 14th and 15th, even though they're not even going to be reciting Megillah on those days. Halacha Yudal. Mitzvah Yom Yudal. The mitzvah of the day of the 14th of Adar, Levnik Kfar Vayaris, for the people from the villages and from the unwalled cities, and Yom Tezvel Nekrachim, the 15th of Adar, for the people of the walled cities, is liyasim, there should be for them yom simcho, mishta, day of joy and of drinking, umish of a party, a festive party, umish lech manzlo aim, and sending gifts to their friends, umatans lav yoinim, meaning sending portions to their friends, umatans lav yoinim, and gifts to the poor, umutbasis malachim, permitted to do work, vavapikin, even so, in rolas malach, it's not appropriate to do work on Purim, where Amar Chacham, the sage just said, kol oisim malachim yom Purim, whoever does work on the day of Purim, in the roisim brach lohim, does never see a sign of blessing from their work ever. Now, Bnei Kfarim should come B'Kar B'Shein B'Chamishi, the people from the villages, which we said that they go and they read the Megillah from the prior Monday or Thursday, Im Chilku Mois Labyon B'Yem Kedusim, if they give out the money to the poor on the day that they recite the Megillah, Yatsu, they fulfill the obligation. Allah Simcha B'Mishta, but the rejoicing and the festive party, in Oysen Oysen El B'Yem Yudal, that they should only do on the 14th of Adar. The Mikdimu, when they did it earlier, Yatsu, they have not fulfilled the obligation. Usudis Purim Shasab Alayla, and even more with the Purim meal, which was done on the night of the 14th, Leyatzadei Chabase is not filled with obligation, it has to be on the daytime. Halach Tesvav, Kitzat Chabas Sudazu, what's the obligation of this meal? Shtiach Chabasar, she eat meat, Visakan Sudanar, she appear a beautiful meal, Kafiash attempts the other according to what he has the ability to do. Vesheisei Yayin, and she drink wine, Achei Shtakar, until he becomes intoxicated, Vyudadim Shechrutza, and he falls into a slumber from his inebriation. A person also has to send 2 portions of meat, or 2 portions of a cooked dish, or any 2 portions of food to his friend. So like it says in the Pasuk, in the Megillah Esther, and the sending of portions, a man to his friend, which is the plural of manis, 2 portions to 1 person. And whoever increases to give, sending these portions to the friends, Meshubach is praiseworthy. Now, if he doesn't have what to give, he should swap his meal with his friend. He should send his meal to his friend, and his friend should send his meal to him. Because they came to fulfill the obligation of sending portions one man to his friend. And one has to give out gifts to the paupers on the day of Purim. And in Pechsim Mishneanim can't be less than 2 paupers. He gives to each one matana achas, 1 gift, oimoyis, or monies, or minitavshul, or types of cooked dishes, or minichalma, types of foods. Shlomo says in the pasuk, umatanas labiyanim, and gifts to the paupers. Shtei matanas l'shnei aniyim, because the plural is a matanas, and plural is labiyanim. So it's 2 gifts to the 2 poor, meaning each poor person, you give 1 gift. And ve'im edaktik in b'mayis purim, we're not precise with the monies of purim, elakola per shayot l'itl, rather whoever stretches out their hand to take, noisim loy, you give him a gift. One is not allowed to deviate and change the allocation of the Purim monies that you to give to tzedakah to give it to some other charity. It's better for a person to increase his giving of gifts to the destitute than to increase his party or from giving portions to his friends. There's no greater joy and that's glorious. Rather of helping to rejoice the hearts of the paupers, v'yisayim and the orphans, v'amonis and the widows, v'geim and the converts. Because whoever helps rejoice the hearts of these downtrodden and destitute people, doim l'shchina is compared to the divine presence. Shalom, it says in the pasuk in Yeshaya, l'hachis ruach shafalim, to resuscitate the spirit of the lowly ones, u'l'hachis leib nikoyim, and to give life for the hearts of the ones who are crushed. Halach Yitches ends off with the significance of the Megillah and the days of Purim. All the books of the prophets and all the writings, Asidin the bottle of Moshe Mashiach will ultimately be voided in the days of the Mashiach. Because they're all rebuked for the Jewish people, which it's not going to be necessary when Mashiach's here. Chutz Megillas Esther, except for the scroll of Esther. And Bari Kayemes Kechamish HaChumash HaTorah, it's going to be around and be maintained like the five books of the Torah, like the Lachas of the Oral Law, She'en Matein La'un, which they're never going to be voided. Now, although all the memories of the travails are going to be abolished, Shlomo says in the pasuk, it says over there in Yeshaya, "Kinishkechu atzaras hashanis," because the earlier difficulties are going to be forgotten, "V'chinistra me'enai," because it's going to be concealed from my eyes. But you may have purim lo yibatlu. The days of Purim will never be nullified. Shlomo says in the pasuk in Megillas Esther, "V'may haPurim me'elu," and these days of Purim lo yavrim techayud will not be removed from amongst the Jews. "V'zichrim lo yosim mizarim," and its memory will never be taken away from their descendants.